Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. This week, I'm going to talk about the importance of winter snowfall in the Himalaya and how climate change is playing havoc with the seasonal cycle. It's almost the end of January, and here in North India, we can look forward to about another month of winter. In many other parts of the country, it's already getting warmer, but up in the Himalaya, it's still deep winter. In the higher valleys of Uttarakhand, people move down to their winter villages for warmth. These are typically a few hundred feet lower than their summer villages. In fact, it gets so cold that even the deities of remote Himalayan shrines like Kedarnath and Badrinath move down to warmer winter temples. In Ladakh's Changthang Plateau, the nomadic Changpa people settle down to wait out the extreme cold spells of winter, when famous lakes like Somoriri completely freeze. But if you think that winter is just a time for hardship in the Himalaya, you are mistaken. All across the range, winter is crucial for one thing, snowfall. Winter snowfall helps add volume to glaciers and recharges the groundwater. Come spring, when the snow cover melts, villagers start planting their crops. Without winter snowfall and the big freeze, the lives of Himalayan people through the summer would be extremely difficult. In last week's episode, I talked about Ule, a small village situated at about 14,000 feet in a remote valley in Ladakh. When I was there last January, Rinchen Namgyal, a 27-year-old soldier in the Ladakh Scouts Regiment of the Indian Army, showed me around his village. He pointed to a series of canals zigzagging down from the head of the valley to its lower reaches. These canals, he said, carry snowmelt water, which is then used through the year for irrigation and drinking. He was worried because it hadn't been snowing too much. He told me, "We really need good winter snowfall for enough water through the year. But every year, it's been snowing less and less." This is a problem across the Himalaya. Apart from the fact that Himalayan glaciers are retreating, the snowfall season is also ending earlier, which means that spring is coming earlier. According to a report from the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, or ISIMOD, the Himalayan region has lost 15% of its glaciers since the 1970s. As much as 90% of the snow might disappear by 2100. There's more. In the past 60 years, the number of cold nights per year has been declining steadily, at the rate of one cold night less every decade. On the other hand, the number of warm nights has been increasing by nearly two nights per decade. This is not surprising. Currently, the world's governments, under the leadership of the United Nations, are working hard to limit global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees by 2100. But if we continue as we are, we might actually reach this mark by 2040. The scary thing is that the Himalaya heats up at a higher rate than average global temperatures. So when the world heats up by 1.5 degrees, the Himalaya will heat up by 2.1 degrees. We are on course to heat up by 4 degrees by 2100. If that is the case, then the Himalaya would be heating up by about 6 degrees. This will lead to a catastrophe that we can't even imagine. Less snow and ice means extreme water stress for the people, while high-altitude forests of rhododendron and deodar slowly disappear. Earlier this month, scientists found grasses and shrubs growing around Mount Everest, in areas which used to be covered in permanent snow. This too is not surprising. With global heating, snow depth is projected to go down by 25% through the next 80 years, and in some cases, even by 80%. High-altitude species of the Himalaya, which depend on snow for their habitat, are either in the threatened or vulnerable or endangered categories. These include such magnificent animals as the musk deer, the red panda, and the snow leopard. Even for people like us, living in the northern Indian plains, this is a problem. After all, our way of life is completely dependent on perennial, glacier-fed rivers like the Ganga, the Brahmaputra, and the Indus. Remember, 580 million people depend on the Ganga and its tributaries. 68 million people depend on the Brahmaputra. If these river systems are affected because of Himalayan heating, we will all feel the pinch. Apple growers in Himachal Pradesh or farmers in Uttar Pradesh will both be affected drastically. So the next time you see videos of a snow-covered Shimla, remember that such scenes may not last much longer. What we think of as scenes of winter beauty are actually a matter of life and death for people and animals of the Himalaya. That's it from me today. In next week's Climate Change Tracker, we will discuss how climate change denial works and how we can counter it with facts. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and follow Mint Lounge on Twitter with the handle @mint_lounge. Read my weekly column in Mint Lounge, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can also follow HT Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram with @HT Smartcast. We'd love to hear from you, so write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Vivek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week, and remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.